I'd like to hear some of the songs that Bob Dylan's made up, because of all the people I've heard in America, he seems to be the most prolific. Bob, do you make a song before breakfast every day or before supper?
No, I don't make up a song like that. In fact, sometimes I could go about 2 weeks without making up a song.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah. But then sometimes, well, these are the songs that I sing. I might go without 2 weeks and make them up. I write a lot of stuff. In fact, I wrote 5 songs last night. But I gave all the papers away someplace. It was in a place called Bitter End. And somewhere just about what was happening on the stage. And I would never sing them any place. They were just for myself and for some other people. They might say, write a song about that, and I'd do it. But I don't sit around and do it with the newspapers like a lot of people do, spread newspapers all around and pick something out to write a song about. It's usually right there in my head before I start. That's the way I write it. I mean, it might be a bad approach. I don't even consider even writing songs. I don't even consider that I wrote it when I got done.
Put it together.
You made it.
Yeah. I just figure that I made it up or got it someplace. I just sort of the song was there before me, before I came along. I just sort of came down and just sort of took it down with a pencil, but it was all there before I came around. That's the way I feel about it.
Bob Dylan's songs very often that. Bob is actually a kind of folk mind. It represents all the people around, and all the ideas current just filtered down, and they come out in poetry. And, for example, like one song you wrote about that fellow that has to be put into an institution. What was his name, White?
Oh, yeah, no, he's dead now.
He's dead now. Yeah. For example, you put in one line, you say, the institutions were overcrowded.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't see that appearing in a traditional ballad stanza before you sang it. And it's actually the first song I could think of, a modern song that uses the ideas of the 20th century, Freudian psychology, and the ideas of people being afraid of life in actually a folk song.
Instead of talking about it, let's hear it.
Yeah, can we hear that song?
Say, yeah. Let him get tuned up while we're talking anyway, and we can let him give us an example of how these songs just sort of come to him and flow through him.
Well, I think this particular song is historical in the sense that it's the first psychological song of the modern generation that I've heard.
I took this from Bonnie Dobson's tune, Peter Amberley, I think the name of it is. My name is Donald White, you see, I stand before you all. I was judged by you, a murderer, the hangman's knife must fall. I will die upon the gallows pole when the moon is bright and clear. And these are my final words that you will ever hear. If I had some education to give me a decent start, I might have been a doctor or a master in the art. But I used my hands for stealing when I was very young. And they locked me down in jailhouse cells, that's how my life begun. Oh, the inmates and the prisoners, I found they were my kind. Was there inside the bars I found my peace of mind. But the jails, they were too crowded, institutions overflowed. So they set me loose to walk upon life's weary tangled road. And there's danger on the ocean where the salt sea waves split high. There's danger on the battlefield, the shells and bullets fly. And there's danger in this open world where men fight to be free. And for me, the greatest danger was in society. So I asked them to send me back to the institution home. They said they were too crowded for me, they had no call.
I got down on my knees and begged, oh please put me away. But they would not listen to my plea or nothing I would say. And so it was on Christmas Eve in the year of 59. It was on that night I killed a man. I did not try to hide it. The jury found me guilty, and I don't disagree. For I knew that it would happen if I wasn't put away. But I'm glad I've had no parents to care for me and cry. Oh, now they will never know the horrible death that I died. And I'm also glad I've had no friends to see me in disgrace. For they'll never see that hangman's hood wrap around my face. Farewell to the old north woods of which I used to roam. Farewell to the crowded bars of which have been my home. Farewell to all you people that think the worst of me. I guess you'll feel much better when I'm on that hanging tree. But there's just one more question before they kill me dead. I'm wondering just how much to you I really said. Concerning all the boys that walk a road just like me. Are they enemies or victims of your society?
Thank you, Bob Dylan.